producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it's the Tom Chenault Show. Happy Saturday. We are live from Loveland, Colorado. I hope you're having an incredible, incredible day. I'll tell you, I am, and it is just getting better. I am down here with a training, with a longevity training. That's a multi-level marketing company training. I shouldn't have said longevity. But the fact of the matter is, I just love people. I love people taking their destiny into their own hands. My little co-host here, Marianne Niehaus, how are you, kid?
I'm wonderful. It is a wonderful day. It's beautiful in so many ways.
That's a good call. So it is beautiful out. Yeah. So, Marianne, let me ask you this. Are you excited enough about this kid we've got on here who's virtually the same age as your daughter, who has just done an amazing job in building a home-based business?
Yeah, I'm excited to talk with him. And, you know, it's interesting because I think younger people are starting to take a look at this in a little bit more serious way than how I took a look at it back at that age, right? Back when I was, I was introduced to network marketing a couple different times throughout my life. It just didn't make sense.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
You've got a son that's a hockey player that has tried to embrace this business, has never done it. You've got a daughter, the same deal. I've got three children. And nothing would make me happier in my life than my college-educated, highly educated children. One of them is a chartered financial analyst, which is like five notches above a master's degree and a certified public accountant. He runs a huge division for a cloud company out of Sydney, Australia. I wish he'd quit that job and come home and work with me. My daughter works for a company downtown, a software company, makes a ton of money, and I wish he'd quit her job. She's got a great education, religious studies and Spanish from Trinity University in San Antonio, Texas, using her education absolutely zero. And she would be an incredible network marketer, and I want her to come home and go to work with me. Neither one of them want any part of it. And then here's this Bob Rocco. I can't stand Bob Rocco. Bob Rocco is amazing. He lives in Longmont, Colorado, on this place called McIntosh Lake, which is where all the rich people in Longmont live. I live in Longmont, Colorado, but I certainly don't live in that neighborhood. And he's got a huge company. And so I'm talking to this kid named Jordan Kemper, and he's saying, my father-in-law, Bob Rocco, lives in Longmont. So I start asking around about this guy, and he's like an icon. Everybody thinks the world of him. And I haven't talked to him yet, but I hope to heck what he tells me is one of his proudest moments in his life is when his Wheaton College-educated son-in-law decided that he was going to keep that education that was so priceless to him, but he also is very proud that his son-in-law decided to embrace time freedom as well as financial freedom and became a professional network marketer, because it literally brings tears to my eyes thinking about my children being as smart as Bob Rocco's children. So here we go. How are you, Jordan Kemper? How are you, my friend?
Yeah, I'm doing really well. Thanks so much for having me on the show today.
You're the kid. You're 31 years old, right, man?
Yes, sir.
We are. And where are you right this minute? What state, what country?
Yeah, I'm in Tampa, Florida right now.
That is so very exciting. And your wonderful father-in-law, Bob Rocco, how are you?
I'm just great. Thank you.
It's nice. I want to talk to you first, because obviously you decided to let this kid marry your daughter a couple of months ago, and you had to be looking down the pipeline of, holy cow, this kid could get a real job. He could make something of himself instead. He's a multi-level marketer, and he wants to marry my daughter. He's in a pyramid scheme. I can't let this happen. Forget it. Is that what you said?
No, absolutely not.
I knew the answer to that question, sir, before I ask it. Tell me a story.
The story? Well, the story is Kristen told me about Jordan and had a chance to meet him in Seattle. And I was just impressed with him from the get-go. not be what I would call the normal network marketing person. Very genuine, you know, I mean, I was involved in network marketing some 30 years ago, for about 10 years. And, I was just impressed with Jordan, his sincerity, his honesty. And, the funny story I've got to tell is, when I was in Chicago, I met Jordan's sister. And we knew things were starting to get kind of serious between Kristen and Jordan. And Christy pulled me aside and she said, listen, you know, Jordan's probably going to come to you pretty soon and ask for Kristen's hand in marriage. You can't just let him off easy. You gotta get him somehow. And I said, let me think about that. Okay, I got it. How about I tell him, sure, he can marry Kristen as soon as he gets a real job. And Christy loved it. And the day I went to meet Jordan, it was pretty funny because all the way over, I pretty much figured what was going to happen. And so I practiced all the way over. When you get a real job, Jordan, then you can marry her. When you get a real job, Jordan, you can marry her. But I'll tell you what, when a guy sits down and tells you everything you want to hear about your daughter, and the sincerity and opened up his heart to me, I couldn't do it. All I could say was, yes.
I got to think so, sir. And from what I understand, Jordan and your daughter aren't exactly scraping by or missing any meals, right?
No, indeed not.
And before I get over to Jordan, the 10 years that you spent in network marketing obviously had something to do with shaping the incredible business career that you've had in your life. Is that correct or incorrect, sir?
Oh, very much so. I mean, what I learned was attitude and personal development from the business is pretty much what carried me through. You know, we're 30 years now in this traditional brick-and-mortar business. But and the big thing I learned back then was whole paradigm of time and money, you know, where, you know, the majority of the population is constantly trading their time for a paycheck, for money. And there's not really any freedom in that. So anyway, the opportunity just happened, kind of dropped in my lap to acquire this company. We've been very successful. It's worked out. But honestly, the people skills, the attitude it takes to run a company, I learned all of that in network marketing. There's no doubt about it.
Okay, so this kid, last question. This kid's got a very expensive Wheaton education. Your daughter's got an education. And in college, I am so happy with my children because I don't think they learned their craft in school as much as they learned to think. And I think you got every penny's worth of the education that you probably helped your daughter with in the fact that she came out of there a well-rounded woman able to make a decision in the world. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
All right, that's cool. Let's get over to that little snot-nosed son-in-law of yours. Okay, Jordan, let's go, baby. Tell us about you. Tell us about your education. Tell us about Wheaton College and a little bit there, and then we're going to talk about your faith, believe it or not.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, the funny thing about Bob, I got to tell you real quick, when I met him for the first time, it was in Seattle. And I remember being on a boat, and it was a business party for his company and the people that he worked with. And I'll never forget, there was an opportunity to have, you know, alcoholic beverages. And he looked at me and he said, I'm not sure you're old enough to get a drink. Do you need me to get one for you? And he thought I was 19, 20 years old. And I looked at Chris and I was cracking up. And Bob's always made me laugh. So him saying that I could marry his daughter was a special day for me. But, my journey was I got introduced to network marketing at 22 years old. Probably similar to a lot of people listening to this call right now, I was very negative towards the industry. You know, I'd seen my mom participate in a company. Women would come over. They'd put on these skin creams. They'd eat vegetables and fruit trays. And a lot of them didn't like the product, but they felt obligated to do that. So my vision for network marketing was a bit warped. Fast forward, I did go to Wheaton College. That was a great school. Had a chance to play actually NCAA basketball and football. I was a pre-med student. I was a double major. You could see I was just extremely busy. Always had vision for what I wanted to do for my life. And since about the fourth, fifth grade, I thought being a doctor was my dream. So everything I'd done was to align myself with that vision of becoming a doctor. Well, after getting close to the end of my time at Beaton College, I decided to intern with four different medical groups for a total of 200 hours. And I wanted to make sure that the medical field was for me. After that long internship, medicine was exactly opposite of what I wanted. I was extremely discouraged. A lot of the doctors that I talked to said, Jordan, do something else. An orthopedic surgeon told me that he spent no more than 20 to 30 minutes with children. Two physicians I met were married. They said, Jordan, we chose not to have kids because we didn't have time to raise them. One guy said that he had to pay a $200,000 tail just to get out of medicine because he was an OBGYN. Shoulder specialist told me not to go into medicine, to go into business or engineering, do something else. So it was just like, are you guys kidding me? I mean, these people are medical doctors. I would think that they would love what they were doing, the chance to serve others. But the bureaucracy, the politics of becoming a doctor had just sucked out the joy for these people. And they told me, I said, Jordan, you're young, you got an opportunity, do something else. So really unsure of what I was going to do, I thought, well, why don't I just delay med school and play pro football for a year? And during that time, I met a guy named Dr. Steve Hirschcheck, who was an anesthesiologist, went to my church. He'd introduced my mom to some supplements, some products, and it happened to be a network marketing opportunity. And after about 6 to 12 months of seeing my mom use those products and enough pushing, she said, Jordan, you got to sit down with this guy. And I really, like I said, I didn't want anything to do with it. But the fact that he was trying to get out of medicine and I was trying to get into medicine, I thought maybe I can learn something from this guy. So we met at Starbucks, and that was that 45-minute coffee date that changed his life. I was so excited. I saw a future for myself. I saw an opportunity to create residual income, leverage, create something special for a future family, but I still got to capitalize on my passion of helping people. So very scared, very afraid, unsure of the future. I enrolled in my network marketing business that day. I remember I gave my contact details on a napkin, and that was the start of my business in 2007.
Wow. Well, we're going to take a quick break. That's amazing, and we're going to talk about everything about you. We got to take a quick commercial break. I know people hate commercials in network market, in radio, and especially in these shows because they think they're podcasts. They're so used to no commercials, but this is real radio. So please listen to the commercials and buy something. But what you want to do is take a look at Jordan Kemper on Facebook. This kid is a rock star.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or will you forget?
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, we're back with Tom Chenault. We got Bob Rocco. We got Marianne Niehaus. But most importantly, we got Jordan Kemper. This kid is a rock star. And I can't tell you how much money he makes because, A, I don't know if I'm allowed to. But it's a lot more than you make. It is a ton more than you make. And I can promise you, this kid's lifestyle is unbelievable. And it's because he saw a light at age 22. Jordan, did you graduate from college?
I did.
And your major was?
I actually got 2 degrees. I got a bachelor's of arts in theology, and I got a bachelor's of science in kinesiology.
Theology and kinesiology. And
that's right.
Do you regret the fact that you went to college?
You know what? I don't. I really don't. The relationship that I developed, the opportunity to play NCAA sports, the people that I met, the personal development I had to go through to survive college, the time management skills, balancing of schedule. I mean, I was actually 17 years old when I moved in, you know, to the dorm room. I was young, had to be on my own, and I'm so thankful for my education. I'm thankful for my time there. Do I think some of the classes were unnecessary? Absolutely. Do I think some of the people there teaching classes shouldn't have been teaching classes there? Absolutely. So there was definitely things that I would like to change about the experience, but all in all, I got to say my time at Wheaton College was incredible, and that was a network and a growing period for me that I look back at and I'm so thankful.
And the same thing, and here's what I'm trying to get everybody to get to. I'm glad my kids got that education. I'm glad they didn't go get an education to get a job. They got an education to grow up, to learn how to think, and to learn how to be a fully functioning human being on this planet. So with that, you got your money's worth, right, Jordan?
Yeah, we really did. I really did. And I love Wheaton College. And I encourage everybody. Like, I don't think that university is for everybody. I wouldn't say that. But I certainly wouldn't try to discourage someone from attending a four-year school and really gaining those skills and learning and having that opportunity. And when you get a liberal arts degree, they really force you to learn different trades, different subjects. And you don't just come out with your particular, you know, science degree or Bible degree. You get well-rounded education. So I'm a huge fan of it.
That's really cool. Okay, talk to me. So you and your wife now, deeply, deeply, deeply faithful religious kids who are really the future of this country and your value system. What do you see out there, Jordan? Do you see yourself able to be cause in making this planet a much, much better place for the future generations as a result of the work you're doing right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's so interesting. You're on public stages, or I go on shows, and sometimes they just say, Jordan, you know, don't talk politics, don't talk about your faith, keep it neutral. And we're in an environment where we're controlled on our belief systems, on what we can and can't say. And the truth is, for me personally, I don't push this on others, but for me personally, my faith is everything. It's my very belief system that causes me to make decisions. So every choice that I make stems from my faith. And I believe that I was put on this earth to love God and to love others. So in doing that, the cool thing about something like network marketing to me is means to end. It's a tool. That's all it is. It's a tool. It's an opportunity. It's a vehicle for me to create a better life for the people around me. And I love the fact that you can't survive in network marketing unless you serve others. Unless you help a ton of people, you can't be successful. So it mirrors my faith. It mirrors what I've already been trying to do, which is serve people around me. And the cool part, I mean, the side effect of that is that you're compensated beautifully for helping other people.
Okay, so let's talk about, they're going to take us to a break here in a few minutes, so we don't have as much time as I thought. But with what you're doing out there, what is your typical day like, Jordan? What do you do all day long? You don't punch a clock. I know you work hard, but you work when you want. Is that pretty much it?
Yeah. So I've been at this 8 years, and it's been seasoned. But, you know, just to showcase to people, one of my dreams was to marry a beautiful woman that loved God, and Kristen was the answer to my prayers. So we got married in September, and I decided to take 6 weeks off. So we traveled to 10 countries in 6 weeks. And what was fascinating was the amount of money that we were actually spending to visit these 10 countries, to be on this long, extended honeymoon. I couldn't spend enough money during the week. I was making more for my network marketing business, and I was actually spending per week while being gone.
All right. He might have dropped us because he was kind of starting to pop there a little bit anyway, so he might be in a bad zone. That kid's name is Jordan Kemper, and his dad, his father-in-law, is really, really cool too. And it's just great to see these families working together. And what we're going to do is come back right after this. We'll get him plugged back in, and we're going to take a short break. So stick around, and thanks for listening to the Tom Chenault Show. We'll be right back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID
Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IVStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, it's Tom Chenault, and this is Tom Chenault Show with Marianne Niehaus. How do you like this kid, Marianne?
I love this guy.
And don't you think it's great that it's, you know, they should have National Take Your Father-in-Law to Work Day? I mean, that would be so cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and Bob is a...
Become a professional network marketer. Is that a correct statement to make?
Are you there?
Hey.
Okay, so you're...
I just got tuned back in. Say that question again?
Yeah, the question was this. Your mentor, how much of a role did your mentor play in the success of you launching your business and getting started off on the right foot?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, having a good sponsor, I think, is a difference maker, especially in this profession. I know there's a lot of orphans out there, and they can't say that they've got that sponsor to look up to. But to be honest, my first 18 months were very slow. I I wasn't seeing massive success in my first few months. And I remember in the first 18 months specifically, I looked back and I'd only made about $12,000. And for the amount of effort that I was putting into my business, I thought I should have gotten a greater return. And I'll never forget sitting on his kitchen table. It was he and his wife, and we were sitting there and we were looking back at my business and what I'd done. And I remember I was in tears saying that this business just doesn't work. It's not giving me the return. The people are lazy. They're not following through. Their auto orders are going off. And I was just spouting off all the things that I was frustrated about. And I said, I just don't know if this business works. And I'll never forget what Dr. Hishtek told me. He said, Jordan, if you were 18 months in the medical school, how much money would you have made so far? And that's when it hit me. I said, I've got to spend more time working on myself, gaining more skills. But in reality, I'd be over $60,000 in debt had I chosen to go to med school. So the fact that I'd made any money and improved myself even a little bit was a huge step in the right direction. And so having someone like Dr. Hershcheck to bounce ideas off of, to go to for that support and that encouragement was profound in my business.
So with if somebody's not going to be able to go to you, you know, you've only got so much time and you're traveling around the world, how would you suggest somebody get plugged in to the education necessary to be able to build one of these businesses the right way? Is it go find, number one, you don't sign up with your next door neighbor who said it's the greatest product in the world and the best comp plan they've never seen, because they've never seen a product and they've never seen a comp plan. So they're telling the truth, but that still means nothing. Choose your mentor as carefully as you choose your company is what Jordan's saying. And I know he's got room to talk to people, but this is a big world. How else could people learn how to be tremendous professional network marketers, Jordan?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, Dr. Hershcheck lived an hour and a half away from me. He had four beautiful children. He was a full-time anesthesiologist. So the amount of time I actually got with Dr. Hershcheck was very limited. So one thing I learned from him was that he would give me small assignments, things that I could do on my own time, and he taught me to think for myself. So he recommended Robert Kiyosaki's materials. He recommended Paul Zane Pilser. He recommended that I go down to a Danny Johnson weekend and attend a two-day event with her. He taught me how to train myself. And so it wasn't just sit here and let me do it for you. It was, hey, Jordan, I want you to get through this CD. I want you to read this article. I want you to read this book. Hey, and so we would get together no more than maybe once a month. And the amount of time that we would spend together was him teaching me how to think for myself. So everybody has the opportunity to do that. And if you don't have the sponsor or the leadership in your company that you wish you could find, you have opportunities like this radio show. You have dozens of others out there that are willing to educate, willing to coach you. And so if you're trying to sift through what's good and what's not, I mean, Paul Zane Pilser really helped to shape my belief in the industry. Robert Kiyosaki was profound for me. Over the last few years, I've been introduced to Eric Worre and GoPro. That was huge for me. So I'm really living now in Tampa with a team spread out all over the world. I've got to teach people to think for themselves using the tools. And it doesn't matter what company, what age, or where you're located, we all have access to that through simple things like webcasting.
Okay, and let me just, here we go. We've obviously got what happened with Vima out there in the forefront. Is this an opportunity for young people, kids your age, kids even younger, and how should they enter this thing? You, obviously, your father-in-law talked about as a young man, it shaped his future because he learned rejection, he learned discipline, he learned a lot of things. Talk to me about that. Would you, as you now you're starting to turn into an old guy because you're 31 and these kids are coming out of college at 22. What would you say to them, Jordan, to help them make the decision to maybe build a plan B before they build their plan A? What would you say?
Yeah, that's a great. So let me be honest, thinking back to being a 22-year-old trying to build with other 21, 22, 23-year-olds really frustrates because a lot of young people don't have vision. A lot of young people, they don't have any sort of capital to reinvest back in their business, and they just don't have the vision that is necessary to see what this business could become. So my best advice is when talking to young people, I almost, in a sense, give them a few steps to pre-qualify to see if they are or are not worth my time, my mentorship. And in this group of people, I want to find some individuals that are hungry, hungry to change other people's lives, are willing to work hard. And in this era where things are just kind of with the click of a button, you can find something. Sometimes the young people, especially that Gen Y category, they're not willing to work hard. And they don't have that mental toughness that is necessary to be successful. So I just enrolled a 19-year-old kid from Irvine, California. And the links, the books, the tools, I gave him assignments. I mean, I couldn't feed this kid fast enough. He was so hungry to learn. And so if you find those individuals that want to create change, those are the ones you got to latch on to. And the others, maybe 19, 20, 21, their why isn't big enough. They don't have a family. They don't have kids. And if their network marketing opportunity does or doesn't work, they don't really care. That's not the right group of people to be working with. So find the Gen Yers that have that long-term gratification in mind, that have some vision, and work with them. They're incredible. They'll work so hard, and they have the time to do it. You just got to find the right group. And so what I do is I'll showcase what this business has been for me in my 20s, how it's created the incredible freedom that it has, and how I'm now able to provide for a family, and I have that time freedom. If they're willing to believe that and work for it, and they're willing to commit no less than 5 years to working with me, man, that Gen Y class could be a lot of fun to work with.
That is very cool. So in the course of this education that you're talking about, it's not all about learning the products and the comp plan. You sound like you're telling these people they better do some serious personal development and also some serious studying of the profession of network marketing, as well as all the product knowledge of your company and the compensation plan and all that stuff. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, write this down. Learn more about people than you do your product line or service. Learn
about
people.
I love that.
You got to have people skills. This is a people business. You are building a network of people. If you're not good with people, I promise you, you won't make any money. If you get good with people, the product, the service, all of that's secondary. You won't have a sustainable business if you don't have a good product line. I know that to be true, but I promise you, it's the people skills that are most important. And I couldn't figure that out in the beginning. It took me a good 3 years to figure that out. But then when I started studying people, my great products and compensation plan were all secondary to that. People buy you. They don't buy your product. They don't buy your service. And you really got to hone in on that, and that's a hard lesson learned.
Very cool. When did you graduate from high school? 19 what?
Yeah, no, 2002 was when I graduated.
2002. Have been at Wheaton as a freshman with you. Is that sick enough?
It's funny.
Day we look.
You know, you
got me.
Am I losing you?
Yeah, so,
can you hear me?
You know, you're right here.
Say that again.
We got you. So I just was talking about the fact that coincidence is so crazy. My son would have been your college classmate had he not froze to death on that college look the first time at Wheaton, and we ended up down in Texas. But I'll tell you, I wish that he would have grown up with you, Jordan, because you are an absolute inspiration to his dad. And what you've got, he needs, which is time freedom. He's got financial freedom, but he's a hostage to a big job. And I understand you're going to Australia here soon. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, in January. Looking forward to that trip.
How do you get to travel the world like this, and where do you...
Yeah, you know, what's interesting, when I started having a little bit of initial success with my company, I was kind of an anomaly, just the fact that I had started in a business that had been around for about 15 years, started having some success. I was kind of that new wave of leadership that I think the company really needed. And so they asked me if I would start doing a little bit of traveling and teaching and training on how I was effectively building my business. And I didn't feel like I was worthy of speaking to anyone or, you know, I haven't done anything that special. But I was given a couple of opportunities to start traveling, you know, just, you know, in the United States. And people started enrolling. Can you guys hear me okay?
perfectly. Go ahead.
Yeah. People started enrolling. So what would happen was I would speak in front of these groups. I would inspire people with my story and a picture of our company and products, and the enrollments would grow. And then I would do some trainings. And before I knew it, I had a gift for public speaking. And I liked inspiring people. I liked seeing people just light bulbs click and their businesses start growing. And then that opened up more opportunities. So in 1 year, I think in probably 2012, I think I was in 12 countries and spoke to over 100,000 people. Just put in these different stages, Australia, New Zealand, had a chance to speak in Paris. I've spoken in all over Europe, many times down to Mexico, to Colombia. I've got a chance to see the world. I spoke to 11,000 people live in Manila. I tell people, like, I never saw myself doing that. I even had a chance. You guys just get a kick out of this. I was asked to come and speak in Anaheim, California with Dr. Oz and featured on the show.
Holy mackerel.
Featured on the show.
I want a copy of that.
Yeah, they have.
We're gonna take one more break, you maniac. You are awesome, Bob Rocco. Congratulations, Marianne Niehaus. Don't you wish we could have all children like this kid?
Oh, I know.
We'll be back right after this.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LaCig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast-free shipping. Become a vapor today at LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Final segment. We've got Jordan Kemper. We're going to say goodbye to him now. I just want to get Jordan's contact information out to the world so people can actually get hold of you, Jordan. So what is the best way to contact you?
Yeah, honestly, through Facebook would probably be best. It'd be,
yeah, okay, Facebook is it. Yeah, want to contact him, Jordan Kemper, on Facebook. And just bounce him a note. And obviously, questions, anything like that, mentoring, all those things are wonderful. Joining his business is wonderful. Learning about what he does and how he does it is wonderful. And just know that Jordan Kemper is built to serve. That's what this kid is service in his life, in his faith, in his world. And who he is as a network marketer is the same thing he is as a son-in-law and a husband. And I love you, Jordan. I love your father-in-law, and everything you're doing for this planet just re-inspires us. And thank you.
No, I appreciate that. It's been really an honor. And any opportunity I get to inspire and see people make a difference in this world and help the people around them, I think I'm thankful for the opportunity. So even this show today, I was so excited. Chance to get on with my father-in-law and to inspire some people together. This was really an honor.
Cool. Hey, Bob Rocco, you still there, buddy?
I am indeed.
All right. So thank you for your daughter. Thank you for letting these kids have the space to look you in the eye and say, let's get married and we're going to pursue this. And who you are, and I said, once I found out you lived in the same town I do, which is a coincidence of all time anyway, since I met Jordan in Las Vegas, Nevada, and your home is literally 10 minutes from my office. I'd love to have a cup of coffee with you one of these days, and anything I can ever do to help you, your son, anybody, don't hesitate to let me know, sir.
Will do. Thank you.
All right. All right, everybody. We're going to get rid of these two guys right now. Jordan, thanks a million. Bob, thanks a million. And Marianne, let's talk about what...
I think just talking to Jordan and just understanding how there's such an opportunity for young people. And I love that aspect of... And I loved what he said about giving them little tasks and how for them to train, you know, and kind of giving them the next step. And when he was talking about his new recruit, how, you know, he just couldn't get enough. And I think you're right. You got to find the right people to do this and the right young people to do this. And so we can all have that life.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And talking to him tells me I have a conversation with my children. And not only my children, but my neighbor's kids. Because these kids are coming out of college. They've got huge college debt. They are graduating, and then they're forced to go to work for McDonald's or someplace like that until they find the job in their field. And to be able to tell Jordan's story or hook him up with Jordan Kemper on Facebook or whatever I can do to show people that there's a couple of ways to get to the place that you have that job. You know, with my education now, I've never used my education. I've never used it in my entire stock brokerage career, my airplane career, nothing. I've never used my education. But that doesn't mean I'm not passionate about it. And at some point in my life, I am going to go back and use that education I got to make a difference. And I know you're dying to know what that education is.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I know.
Did you go to school? I didn't know you went to college.
Yeah. No, I was talking about what I learned in grade school.
Oh, right.
Everything
right.
I learned in kindergarten. No, I've always wanted to be a writer. And
really?
I continue to write.
I
continue to do a bunch of stuff with it. And I have a couple of situations where I can actually kick a book out for somebody. And that's something I am massively passionate about. And now I've got the time and the money. And all I have to do is create that desire to sit down with Denise. I'll write it with Denise.
Yeah.
And hopefully we might do it on, we're going to Australia on Monday for a month. And then in January, we're going to Costa Rica for 2 weeks. So hopefully over this next 2 months, we're going to put a major dent in that, because it's kind of like feeding me right now.
Yeah.
But the cool thing about this business and this lifestyle that I've chosen and that you've chosen is you get to follow your passion instead of follow your job and hope for a passion. Would you agree?
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I have to, it's kind of funny. I was writing this little blog the other day and I was talking about how I always thought, you know, before I got into network marketing and, you know, before when I was back in the traditional realm of the corporate world or what have you, I always thought rich people wrote books to get rich, but they don't. Rich people write books to help people like me get rich. That's what their goal is.
Yeah.
You know, and so really is just sharing that experience, that wisdom, like what you said along the way. How can you share that with people so they can benefit from it? Like what Jordan said, standing up on stage and inspiring people, you know, to be a better them. And create a better life. That's what this is about.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And having that belief that everybody can go with us. We don't have to leave anybody behind. Kira. The day's going to come when Kira decides that she's going to shift her focus to whatever it is she's going to shift her focus to. Right now, she is so passionate about writing screenplays that that's where she is. Reese is so passionate about being a hockey coach that there's nothing else for them. And what I love about those kids is they've never given up their passion. Neither one of your children.
Neither one of those kids.
What I would love for both of those kids is the ability to have to be able to make a living at it.
Right.
All of you kids, listen and have passion. You're all a Jordan Kemper. But I want you to know that Jordan Kemper, you know, he's the one that's got the ability to follow his passion because he's got the income behind it. So just every one of you, try to, you know, you kids especially, be a Jordan Kemper. Do that. Follow your passion and figure out a way to monetize it.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.